Introducing the Two-Way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the Two-Way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the Two-Way for yourself at NewBalance.com.
Hello and welcome again to the Junkyard Dogcast. Here we are. Georgia took down South Carolina 40-13 in Athens. It's rare that you have a 27-point victory and you still kind of feel like, things could have been better and that, you're feeling like this was kind of a loss, even though, again, 2 years ago in Athens, South Carolina won this game, and now you had the South Carolina starters in the game in the fourth quarter and Georgia's backups run the field throughout their defense. But Georgia got the job done. This is kind of just where the program is now and the expectations. We talked about this early in the week, when you have a 31 and a half point line in an SEC game, it's pretty rare. And Georgia came close. They came close. If the refs maybe ruled that it's still a fumble if the helmet comes off, and maybe it's not a fumble when a player's knee is down, we might have a different score in this game. Maybe Georgia covers for this game, but let's kind of go over some things, kind of get my initial reaction to this game. Obviously, the big storyline is you had JT Daniels coming back in at quarterback after missing that UAB game, had that core injury, the oblique injury. He comes back out, faces an SEC opponent and, had a pretty good night. 23 for 31, 303 yards, three touchdowns, that one interception. His third 300-yard game in six starts. So, JT's performed pretty well now in his six starts at Georgia. He looked like he was in sync early on. He came out there, pretty much surgically, cutting up South Carolina's defense out there. Looked really confident. And I think that you can take a lot from that, and it has to be, pretty exciting for Georgia fans to see what a healthy JT Daniels can do and what he can do against now two really, really solid opponents. He is definitely 2-0 against the state of South Carolina this season. And I think that, if you're Todd Monken, you got pretty good quarterback play so far this year. I mean, that bodes really well for Georgia moving forward. I think, you look at the pass protection out there, 32 pass attempts, only allowing one sack. South Carolina's defensive line was something that was one of the main storylines, is that Georgia facing a strong defensive line once again. That was probably South Carolina's strength coming in this game, was that defensive line only allowing one sack, giving JT Daniels some time to pick apart that defense. And that's a positive you can take as you go into SEC play. The running backs, that was one aspect of this offense that you hadn't really seen come alive yet. And, Georgia had three running backs go over 50 yards in this game. And Kendall Milton, running really strong. Zamir Wright breaking tackles. And once again, James Cook with explosive plays early on in the game and showing that, he's been discussed a lot on the podcast. He's been discussed a lot by fans as kind of being a guy that, it's feast or famine out there, but when he feasts, his explosive plays are usually pretty dynamic. So having those three guys go 22 for 168 yards, that's really promising as well. The offense, once again, clicking. It seems to be on almost all cylinders out there, and that's an aspect that Georgia really hasn't been able to have, a dynamic, explosive offense. And so now they got some weapons out there, and one of those weapons is a guy we talked about all offseason, A.D. Mitchell. Now, he might have the best hands on the team right now, and that's without George Pickens being on the field, obviously. But, the guys that are out there, Edie Mitchell's got some really strong hands. Having those four catches for 77 yards and a touchdown, just plucking the ball out of the air, a big-time weapon on the sidelines. He's a guy that's – we saw him come out as a true freshman in G-Day and just have a breakthrough performance. We talked about him all offseason. Would he be able to put it all together on the field during the regular season? And against South Carolina, he did just that. He showed that that Georgia's got a pretty deep wide receiver room, and then he's got a very, very bright future ahead of him. And then just looking on defense, I thought, you know, last week you really kind of saw things coming together for Channing Tindall. I think now you've seen that over two games now, that the game is slowing down for him. And he's arguably, I mean, he's Georgia's most athletic linebacker out there. And now that the game slowed down for him, it's allowing him to showcase that elite speed. And he had seven tackles tonight. He's flying all over the field. And that was just really an interesting storyline because Kirby Smart went into Columbia, South Carolina, and beat Will Muschamp to land Channing Tindall. Now you got, you know, Muschamp on the sidelines, and Channing Tindall has a huge game, you know, against the Gamecocks. Probably a lot of you know, his high school buddies were probably, you know, rooting for him, but also big Gamecocks fans. It's probably a big moment for Channing Tindall out there. And just continuing on with that, Will Muschamp, special teams. Him coming in there for Scott Cochran and you know, coming from being an analyst to back on the field on the sidelines, Georgia's special teams looked really strong tonight. You know, you had Amir Speed downing a punt at the one-yard line in the second quarter. That set up Georgia to get a safety later on. And Kenny McIntosh, a 28-yard return on the free kick, that set up a field goal in that second quarter as well. You had, you know, Hot Pod bouncing back. You know, he missed a field goal in each of the first two games. But tonight, once again, I mean, he looked automatic out there. You could see the confidence coming back for him. And that's huge because he looked like he was a little shaky earlier in the year. If you got that kicker out there, you know you can get 3 points. I mean, that's big for whenever Georgia needs those points late in the game, those late drives. And then Jake Camarda just continuing to have strong performances each week. Obviously, on kickoffs, doing an outstanding job there. But he averaged 51.7 yards on three punts tonight. Two inside the 20-yard line. Just weapons all over. The special teams coming up big. Will Muschamp, obviously, a big boost there on the sideline. And in a big game with a lot of recruits, it's probably – Kirby Smart's probably pretty happy that he's got another elite recruiter on his staff in Will Muschamp. The crowd was electric out there. You had a lot of big-time guys, obviously. ESPN's cameras definitely focused on Arch Manning, the 2023 quarterback, throughout the broadcast. But there were a ton of big-time recruits there, and the atmosphere just seemed to really, really step it up for this game against South Carolina. Darion Kendrick, cornerback, got his, you know, first pick in a Georgia uniform, giving Georgia interception in each game this year. I think the last time that Darion Kendrick played South Carolina at Clemson, he also had an interception in that game. So, you know, that was real, real sweet for him to get interception against South Carolina in two different uniforms against, you know, a rival program both times. Great play from him overall. We'll talk more about that later. Obviously, some big plays for South Carolina in the passing game. But Nolan Smith, number one overall prospect coming out of high school. People kind of wanted to see when he was going to play up to that level, you know, that number one overall prospect, the five-star level. Kind of played behind the scenes a lot with you know, Georgia, you know, having Azeez Ojulari as their top pass rusher last year. Now, you know, he's getting increased snaps with Ojulari now in the NFL, getting two sacks in two games for Azeez. So shout out to Azeez for really, really playing well for the Giants so far in his rookie season. But this was the Nolan Smith coming out party. Eight tackles, 1.5 sacks, you know, forcing that fumble in the game. Nolan was showing some explosiveness off the ball out there. And that's really, I mean, that was what he was known for coming out of high school. And now, you know, he's starting to put it together. You could see when you have him and Adam Anderson coming off the edge, that gives Georgia a really, really fearsome duo for opposing quarterbacks to have to worry about. And those offensive lines are really going to have a tough time accounting for both of those guys on the field at the same time. And I think it was really, really good for Georgia to see Kyaris Jackson back out there and, you know, at wide receiver. He'd been, you know, obviously in the return game, returning punts, but he had two catches for 17 yards back out there, giving JT Daniels yet another weapon. Having him healthy, that's huge for Georgia as they continue to get healthy in offense. And, you know, that was a big thing out of this game. Georgia may not have covered. They may not have covered, you know, the 31, 31 and a half. But if they were able to come out of this game with no injuries, and you know, we'll find out over the next couple of days, obviously. But it looked, you know, no one coming off the field. Looked like everyone's relatively healthy. JT Daniels getting back at the 100%. That's a huge win for Georgia, obviously, because it's going to be a long season and they got to continue to try to stay as healthy as possible.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, the flip side of this is even in a game that you win by 27, there were some hiccups, and which is actually a good thing for Georgia. But there are the things that they need to go back and work on. And, you know, probably the biggest fan storyline, I don't know how big of a deal it'll be over the course of the season, but when Stetson Bennett came into the game, JT Daniels was really, really playing well. I think it's pretty clear that Kirby had, you know, a rotation in mind similar to what they did in the UAB game with Stetson Bennett and Carson Beck out there. He brings Stetson Bennett back in for a play, and he proceeds to throw an interception. And so, you know, if you're Georgia, the momentum was kind of lost there. This game could have gone another way. It seemed like, you know, things kind of bogged down at that point, you know, in the second quarter, in the first half overall. That's probably a decision that's going to be questioned about Kirby. Why did Stetson Bennett come in the game when everything seemed to be humming along? You know, we'll find out more about that during the interview. Obviously, Jake Rowe will get some quotes from him, and we'll try to break that down more on the podcast Monday. But, you know, the offensive line, I talked about how well they played as far as pass protection. The running backs obviously had a big game. A lot of runs they were not touched. But it does seem like there's still some things to clean up on the offensive line. Warren Erickson at right guard seemed like he had another tough game out there. You know, I'm not sure what they're going to do as far as maybe getting more competition in there. You know, whether it's Owen Condon, whether it's still moving Jamari Sawyer from left tackle inside, and maybe plugging Justin Schaefer in at right guard. You know, some guys maybe still need to get some looks at other guys. They haven't really gotten a lot of looks at some of the other guards that you have on the roster, but I do think you need to continue to push Warren and see if he can elevate his play over the next couple of games. And then, you know, if you can get some competition at right guard, that should bode well for Georgia's overall offensive line play. As I said before, JT looked pretty good out there, but there were some crossing routes and some throws over the middle where it seemed like he could have done a better job hitting his man in stride, lead them to the ball instead of them having to come back for the ball. And once again, he had another bad decision, you know, threw the ball way too late on the interception he had. I think that that gives him kind of one bad decision in each game he's played this year. So you're good for 300 yards and a couple touchdowns with JT, but you might have one bad throw a night. If that's what Georgia has, that's what Georgia has. I think they would probably take that. But it is something he can go back and watch film and realize, you know, I should have got the ball out earlier or just thrown it away. Overall, it's still kind of a sloppy game for Georgia. 7 penalties in this game for 51 yards, 3 turnovers. You don't want that at all. And that's something Kirby's going to, you know, preach to them long and hard over the next 48 hours. When they go back to the film room and they get back to the practice field, that's something he's definitely going to want to clean up because, you know, in a closer game, that'll get you beat. And so that's something Georgia needs to work on. I think I talked about this and Jake talked about this in our preview for this game. We talked about Josh Van being a guy to keep an eye on. And I think it kind of followed through that he was the guy for South Carolina in this game. 3 catches for 128 yards. You know, he had that 61-yard catch. Obviously scored a touchdown for South Carolina. Broke Georgia's defensive streak of not allowing a touchdown. I just got to give him credit. I mean, he fought for the ball. He got past the defensive backs multiple times. I think he got behind Amir Speed twice. He mossed Darian Kendrick. He just went up and got the ball, and Khalil Ringo, he would have beat if not for a penalty on that play. I believe he had him beat, but you know, it didn't count. So give credit to Josh Van, but you know, when you look at, if you take the big plays out, Georgia allowed 146 yards in this game, but they also allowed 2 36-yard completions, a 31-yard completion, and then obviously the 61-yard completion. That's 164 yards offense on 4 plays. The cornerback play, these guys are going to get beat, but if the pass rush isn't getting there, these guys are going to have to play better in coverage. And I think that, you know, Ringo, as he gets more experience, he's going to get better out there. You could see him getting maybe more snaps and him and Darian Kendrick being out there. I think Tyke Smith not being in this game, you really kind of saw again that the depth at safety is not where it needs to be. I think he's a guy that really would have helped out against both the run, but also against a guy like Josh Van. It's just a different type of receiver than Georgia really saw, so far this season. And in the life comes at you fast category for this game, Stetson Bennett, SEC Player of the Week last week, 422.5 passer rating last week. His official passer rating tonight against South Carolina, -200. That's pretty rough. Obviously, just having one play and having that be an interception, that's about as bad as it can get. But, you know, that's a tough swing for Stetson, but I think that he's a guy that's probably going to brush that off and move on to next week. But again, overall, Georgia got the job done. It got what it needed to be done, and it looked impressive in some areas that we had question marks. Like I said, JT Daniels coming back, the run game, defense still looks extremely stout and fast, attacking quarterbacks, South Carolina's quarterbacks. I mean, you had Luke Doty in the game because they're knocking quarterbacks out of the game. They're hitting quarterbacks left and right in this game. I think that for Georgia, you're happy just to come out with a win, and now you get ready for Vanderbilt, who last I checked was having a pretty tough time against a pretty average Stanford team. So we're going to talk more about this game next week. Plenty to talk about Vandy. But for this episode of the Junkyard Dogcast, I'm Kip Adams. You guys take it easy.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.